today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's day two here on our Record Store Day recap.
Yes,
week,
it is. Week,
right?
Week of Record Store Day recap. It's becoming a tradition here on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I enjoy it. This is the third year we've done this.
I love it. I love it.
The second time we've done it on the deck. I think last year we could not do it out here on the deck because, I don't know, probably of probably rain.
Issue. Yeah, there was definitely a weather issue.
Rainy here in Northern Virginia in the spring, typically.
I think
we're going to get some later today.
Yep.
But I remember 2 years ago, we did it on the deck. Remember we had Jeff Nolan.
That's right. Yeah.
Call in. So
Sergeant Barry Sadler.
That's right. So it was great. It was really fun. So, yeah, we like to hear what people get on Record Store Day. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us via the Google Hangout, we have Scott Parks.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Hey, man.
There's Scott. So, and we can actually see him.
I'm glad you can be on the deck. We're going to get snow today here in Indiana.
Oh, no.
Valparaiso, Indiana.
Valparaiso.
About an hour from...
Yeah, up in the northwest part of the state. I got to say here, real quickly, because I can see him. The listeners obviously can't see this, but I can see him on my computer, and I really like the shirt he's wearing.
Me too.
I like it a lot. He's got...
I wore this on purpose. This is from Three Floyds Brewery. They have an IPA called Floyd Division, and I'll kind of... lift it up a little bit or stand up. It kind of took a play on the
Fletchers
with their logo.
Love it. The sort of the line drawing, classic, iconic.
Floyd Division.
Yeah,
Floyd Division.
Beautiful.
So I really love the shirt. The shirt is great. But if I can critique Scott's entire ensemble here.
You've got a problem.
Not so thrilled about the hat.
That's right.
I promised not to say anything, but I didn't promise that I wasn't going to wear anything or a lot of things in my basement that you're not going to like. So.
Yeah. What is that hat, Patrick? Do you recognize that?
Purdue Boilermaker hat, I believe.
Yeah. And that's supposed to mean something to someone? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, man, this is a whole different world with the Indiana basketball and other things. So
we welcome you anyway. I'm going to let Patrick do the talking on this episode.
I'm sure Randall wasn't too happy to see that either, because I'm pretty sure UT fans,
that's
Tennessee
right.
fan, and Purdue took care of them in the tournament. So.
Bloodlines run deep, and Scott has a great setup that many of you listeners who might be in our Facebook group, you will see his now playing sign that he often takes a photo of what he's listening to at that moment. But can see John Prine and Neil Young back there and Magnolia Electric Company, among others. So it's a cool setup with some of his vinyl. But Scott, what did you add to the collection yesterday?
Well, as always, I kind of overdo everything. So I ended up getting 7 of the exclusive releases yesterday.
Wow.
And ended up finding a couple of other things at another shop. Main store I went to was the same as last year, S&J Stereo in Griffith, Indiana. It's
right.
About 40 minutes away. Home of the Vinyl Nazi. It was a little bit nicer this time. Not quite the curmudgeonly, but... I've been in there a couple of times, so maybe that's why. So, but got up early. I got over there about 10 to 6 a.m. They opened at 8, and I was third in line this year. Last year, I was first.
Wow.
So, fortunately, the two people in front of me weren't looking for any of the stuff I wanted, so I felt pretty good I was going to get it.
Great.
Looking at the list, I wasn't super excited about a lot of this list this year compared to last, but there was definitely a couple that I knew I had to get, and fortunately, I was able to get it. Top on the list, Warmer by Jeff Tweedy.
Right.
Companion to 2018's Warm. Mm-hmm. It was 10 additional tracks that he recorded during those sessions.
I'm a dope, blowing smoke at the TV screen. Lost all hope based on the things I've seen. I'm a man content for the sake of argument. Ghost you, you'll never leave behind.
Been a big Wilco fan for a long time, and I knew I had to get that, especially since I really, really liked Warm from last year. So
great.
That was top of the list. He had it. I was happy. Next on the list was New York test pressing of Blood on the Tracks. I asked myself, do I need another copy of Blood on the Tracks? And the answer was definitely. I did need another copy of Blood on the Tracks.
That's a really cool item. That's one that eluded my searching, so I'm really glad you got it.
Amazing. I just listened to it right before we got on air. I have more Blood, more tracks, not the six-disc CD set, but I've got the 2LP version.
Yep.
But it's really nice to into this the way that it could have been if he had not gone back to Minnesota and re-recorded with the full band.
Yeah, and explain that a little bit, Scott. That is the original session that he cut for Blood on the Tracks, right?
Correct. That's right. He recorded in New York. It's basically him, a bass player, a little bit of light drumming periodically, but most of the songs are super laid back. The one that I think is probably the most different is Idiot Wind.
I noticed at the ceremony that you left your bags behind. The driver came in after you left. He gave them all to me and then he resigned. The priest wore black on the seventh day and waltzed around while the building burned. You didn't trust me for a minute, babe. I've never known the spring to turn so quickly into autumn. Idiot wind, blowing every time you move your jaw. From the Grand Coulee Dam to the Mardi Gras. Idiot wind, blowing every time you move your teeth. You an idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe.
I love that song, but the original song on Blood on the Tracks, it's pretty spiteful. You can definitely hear and feel the hate for whomever he was singing to. I guess there's a couple people historically, they say a couple people could have been his wife, his manager, a couple different people.
Yep.
The version on this is actually more sorrowful and just like kind of I'm disappointed in the way things have happened versus Matt. And it just gives it a totally different feel and totally different take. And it's like that on the other five tracks that were not originally released on the original Blood on the Track. So I'm really glad to own it. It's pretty sweet. I like it a lot. Next on the list, it was one that popped out right away. The vinyl issue of Peking Spring by Mission of Burma. Been reading, I guess somebody said they have all of the vinyl. So I don't know if it was pressed maybe in Europe or something. But according to Record Store Day, they said this is the first vinyl pressing. I also listened to that this morning and it is fantastic.
Great Mission of Burma. What an incredible band.
Yeah, they are so incredible. I kind of really late to the game on them. Kind of didn't really get into punk and post-punk until much later in life. And I'm really glad to own this. It's really, really good. Next on the list also stood out, but I had never listened to it before, so I wasn't sure if I was going to do it. I took a flyer on a few things. I've got Ecstasy by Lou Reed.
Okay. Saw that.
2000.
Yep.
Started to get into Lou Reed quite a bit after his passing and, you know, collecting a lot of the stuff that everybody knows, you know, Coney Island Baby and a lot of the stuff from the, you know, 70s and whatnot. This is a 2000 release and I had never heard it, really never even heard of it. Have some friends on a Facebook vinyl group I'm in that, you know, really recommended it. So I took a flyer, listened to it yesterday, immediately listened to it again.
Nice.
It is a double LP. It's really long, 77 minutes. Wow. So it really stretches those grooves and they pack a bunch in there. So I haven't had time to really dig into the lyrical content of this, but sonically, it really reminds me more of a laid back, The Blue Mask.
Oh, okay.
Just has a lot of similar sounds, but a little bit more polished. Again, not quite as aggressive as The Blue Mask is. That I love that record. It's, as a college age kid in the 90s, I obviously was into grunge and alternative, so I had to buy the two Frank Black issues. The debut from Frank Black and Teenager of the Year. I don't think I would have done the Gen X generation justice if I didn't pick those up. Haven't had time to spend Teenager of the Year. I have heard some things that it may not be the best pressing, so we'll see. But I did listen to the debut this morning, and it sounded really good to me, and I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
So last of my seven exclusives, it kind of came from you, Patrick, to be honest with you. I had never heard of this artist before listening to your guys' podcast, and you kind of talk about him quite a bit, and I'd never listened to any of his music until I purchased this yesterday.
Okay.
And it's the Fela Kuti Music of Many Colors. I dropped the needle on this and I was immediately blown away.
Better think about your future, y'all, and don't forget your past. Cause all the things we've lived before cannot be lived again. And all of people's tears cannot be shed again. Better think about your future, y'all, and don't forget your past.
I really liked the Fela Kuti song on it, but I really, really liked that first track on side one, 2000 Blacks Gotta Be Free.
Yeah.
It is, and after I listened to this yesterday, I was running some errands, and I ended up streaming three or four Fela Kuti records as I was running my errands.
Nice.
So I think I'm going to have a big Fela Kuti collection at some point.
I love making a convert to Fela Kuti. That's fantastic.
I was told to open up about a meter and a half of space on my shelving, or half a meter of space on my shelving from a friend I've got that lives over in the Netherlands. So
yeah, that's probably right. And when Scott mentions one song, most of Fela Kuti songs, you know, minimum are at the 12 to 15 minute range, and a lot of them will stretch to 30 or 35. So
yeah, this one's got two tracks, one on the side. So
very typical. So, that's awesome.
I was super happy to get that. You know, there were some other things I was interested in, but that was enough. That kind of I went over my limit. but you know, when they've got the stuff you want, they've got the other stuff. Oh yeah, I'm looking at Ben. I forgot. Ben and I had a little conversation on the Facebook page, and he was looking for the Lily and John Hyatt 7-inch. I looked for it. My store supposedly didn't get it. He said the same thing. And I asked him, I knew my store wasn't going to get one that I was pretty interested in. And it was the minus five.
Oh, nice.
Stroke. You know, this record was written by Scott McCoy basically in the days after he had a stroke in 2017. Wow. Wrote the lyrics in the hospital bed. Peter Buck came and brought him a guitar in the hospital and he's trying to figure out how to play guitar and write these songs. And supposedly it's going to be really trippy because he doesn't know what half of the songs are about.
Wow.
Just the fact of where he was at mentally at that point post stroke. So I appreciate that, Ben. Last two things I got yesterday were at a local store that doesn't have Record Store Day. Walked in there just to see what I could find. And I got Tom Petty, Southern Accents.
Wow.
And You by Sonic Youth.
Nice.
The guy at the store, he said, I put those out 10 minutes ago, and I walked in and grabbed them. So it was perfect.
I always feel like when you go on Record Store Day, it seems like the used bins are a little fuller and full of better stuff, you know, and like the fresh new used stuff is like, wow, it's never been this good as it is today. Like they must save, you know, little gems knowing they're going to have a big day that day. And
yeah, S&J is all business on Record Store Day. It is exclusives and exclusives only. So you can't really go look through their used bins, but it is what it is. It's what I've got. I had a place last year that I could have gone to here in town, but they are no longer selling records. They're just a comic book store now. Oh, so, yeah, I know.
But
I could drive to Chicago, but who wants to do that?
Yeah.
The thing I like about Scott here is that he drives long distances to go to record stores.
That's right.
There's nothing in Valparaiso right now?
I have the shop that I stopped in yesterday. It's a clothing and paraphernalia store. It's called Revolution, and they do have some records. They don't have a large selection, and most of it's used, and a lot of it's maybe not in the greatest condition. The closest actual real store that I would like to shop in is in Chicago to me.
Okay.
So a little bit more than an hour.
Yeah.
And every time I hit Chicago, I hit a store or two. Indianapolis, hit a store or two. Went to Columbus a couple weeks ago, and I ended up going to six indie stores that day and kind of cleaned up that day. So
wonderful.
Yeah. I do what I got to do. I don't like buying online. I like to buy in person. I like to dig in the bins and find that little special thing that you've been looking for.
I love that Ben and Scott worked together to get some records that they each wanted. I think that's key. And also the Fela Kuti coming from our podcast. This is the power of the community, Jim. We help each other discover things and get what we need for each other.
There's really probably no better way for a group of people to work together.
That's right.
Right?
Finding vinyl.
In society. than getting the records that they want.
Habitat,
right?
Humanity, nothing. That's no good.
This is the way to go.
It's got to be this.
So you mentioned Ben. Ben's going to be on tomorrow.
Yes.
He's popped in. His head has popped in here on the Google Hangout that we're doing.
Showed up a little early for his appointment.
Yeah.
Or are we late?
I don't know.
It might have been Patrick that showed up 20 minutes late.
I can't even keep track of time right now. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Scott. This was delightful. Well, quite a haul.
I'll be going again next year. So if you're doing it again next year, maybe we'll do the same thing again.
Yeah,
absolutely. Although we might be in Knoxville, so we'll have to call Scott from Knoxville.
I'm hoping. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Scott, I'm hoping that you listen frequently.
I listen every day.
All right, there we go. Good man, good man. And we'll be back tomorrow, as I mentioned, with Ben Montgomery. We're going to talk about his Record Store Day purchases and how we get his side of the story on how he helped out Scott with the acquiring the vinyl he desired. Also, later in the week, we're going to talk about our own adventures on Record Store Day, right?
Yep.
We got Mike Snyder here silently watching golf, but he did go Record Store Day shopping as well. He's going to be on, and we have a couple other callers and some other surprises and whatnot. So with that, as I mentioned, listen every day. Call in and tell us about your tales of Record Store Day or just thoughts on records in general. It's 612-440-1984. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. All right. That's enough for now. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
there's magic in the used bins on Record Store Day.